does not give up on God when tried to the uttermost. What disappointing that is to have all eyes looking on you, you know, when you get in trouble for being a godly person. Someone with a victim mentality, however, is the center of their own universe. You don't have to worry, because if you have a victim mentality, you're not targeted by Satan. And here's the painful thing. Your pain oftentimes is caused by your own poor choices and by your failure, as Brother Rick alluded to earlier. Exactly. David and Rick both alluded to what I'm talking here today. Your pain is due to your own lack of values and poor priorities. Amen. And you've been warned and told that this is an issue in your life. And you ignore it and ignore it. And it comes back to bite you. And the Lord is not afraid of exposing himself. The fact that you claim to be his person, but now you're exposed and it brings shame on him. I realize the Lord doesn't care. He'll do it anyway. Doesn't mean you're not his child. But it means the truth will always come to the surface. People, I've had that done to me as well. Things that I have, you know, and you justify it. And there's no justification for it. We were warned, and now we pay the price for our lack of discretion or lack of priorities or something along those lines. Now, that happens to people. It happened to King David. It happens to most people, most believers. But we learn from them, don't we? We learn from them, and we go on and say, I will never go down that road ever, ever, ever again. Never. And the Lord help me for doing that. Someone with a victim mentality, however, you can't talk to them. Why? Because their eyes are all focused on self. They're too busy licking yesterday's wounds and woe is me and what happened. And you can't get through them. You've got to be able to go on from that. You've got to compartmentalize your life. That happened to me, but this is today. That's why the Apostle Paul said so clearly, one thing I do, after all these things that he talks about, and encouragement to Philippians, forgetting those things which are behind, I put my eyes, focus on the prize for the calling, high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I can't afford to think about the past, good or bad. I can't afford to be sidetracked. I can't afford to let my sin of yesterday continue to bring me down. I confess it and acknowledge it. Thank God I'm not there anymore. I'm no better than the chief of sinners. But by his grace, I will be everything that he will be, that he is glorified. That's the calling us believers are in. That's our calling, beloved. That's our calling. So, if you've got this victim mentality, your pain is due mostly to your lack of values and priorities and inability to properly compartmentalize your life, to remember God's promises that this is not the end. Amen? To see God's big picture in the whole thing. Someone with the victim mentality also, unfortunately, blames God for the slightest discrepancy. They blame God. Oh, yes, he did this to me. Yes. In fact, you may have experienced a terrible, terrible time. But there's got to be hope somewhere, beloved. There's got to be hope somewhere. I don't care. In the worst of situations, there's got to be hope in Christ because he is eternal. And those pains, those tragedies, I've said this before, are like holes into eternity to give us a view of what's to come forever and ever and ever, because this life is barely passing away. There are no formulas, people. No formulas for overcoming tragedy when it strikes you. But what we do have is an eternal God who's on the other side. And if you were on that other side, to you would be, well, it is sad, of course, but I'm thinking about right here, because I'm right here right now, and we have a totally different perspective. Now, we have the cry for help. someone pierce your hands and feet, they control you. You know, when the police come and arrest you, they shackle you. I've never been shackled, thank God. But they shackle your arms, they shackle your hands, they shackle your feet, they control you. And the most humble thing in the world is that someone who is spotlessly innocent, who only wanted to do the Father's will, and who had to speak against the wickedness of man, they were at his hands and feet, controlling him,
go here. Once you've done here, you don't want to save it.